Hello, my people. My name is Javier. I'm a doctor in Honduras. So you might notice that by my accent. This is my second language, so sorry for those who have trouble understanding. I've been doing podcasts for a while in Spanish. I want my people to hear me, and I would like to talk about some controversial stuff, some stuff that I think, some stuff that just needs to come out. I think that talking is a very good thing to do. You should express yourself. So that's the reason why I'm doing podcasts. Today I'm going to do a podcast out of something that I've been thinking about, right? And it's been haunting me since I decided to change my life a couple of months ago. By a couple, I mean like almost a year. I decided to lose 60 pounds. I had always had overweight. And I understand now what's wrong with those diets and the people trying to work out. It's like they don't quite understand how to lose weight, right? So I'm going to explain you a little bit of how we can do that. It's perfectly possible. If you know a friend that wants to do it, she should probably get a little bit understanding how to do it, and I'm going to explain it right now. So there's something called body mass index, right? That's a very good way of beginning. That way we can know where we're standing right now. I'm going to explain a little bit about this. There's different ways of getting a body mass index. I'm going to explain one way right now. First, we're going to need to get some paper and some pen and some calculator, and you're going to write your height. I'm sorry for this, Americans, but we're going to use the rest of the world metric system. And we're going to use kilograms. So let's have our weight in kilograms, and we're going to divide that in our height in meters. So imagine I am 170 pounds, we can divide that in 2.2. That's going to give us how many kilograms we have. And we divide that in our meters. If you have centimeters, just know that there's 100 centimeters in each meter. So 1 point something square, right? So 1.77 times 1.77, we're going to have a number, and we divide our kilograms with that number, and we're going to have a number, okay? That number can be somewhere between 15 to over 40, right? And there are ranges. Let's say 20 to 25, that's the ideal weight. That's where you should be, right? From 20 to 25, that will be considered, sorry, from 25 to 30, that will be considered overweight, okay? That's a diagnosis. From 30 to 35, that will be considered obesity grade 1. And from 35 to 40, that will be considered obesity grade 2. Over 40 will be considered morbid obesity, okay? So those are very objective things to have in mind. If you want to know what your weight should be, let's multiply 25 times your height in meters, square, right? And you're going to have a number. That number, it's going to be your kilograms. You can multiply that times 2.2, and you're going to have the amount of pounds that you should weigh. You can rest your weight right now, and you're going to realize how much pounds you must lose. Now, this is a very good way to begin, right? Because it may be 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, even 100 pounds, right? But now you know how much you must weigh. Which is really good. Then now we can do something. I know that hearing, reading that number looks like an impossible task, okay? But let's divide it in smaller tasks, okay? When you see when you set a goal, you see a goal that it's very far away. That's where you want to be. But you're here right now. So what steps you must go through get to the place? Imagine your body as a business, okay? In a business, if you get more money than the one you're using, you're going to grow as a business. And if you use more money than the one you're getting, you're going to lose as a business. So your body needs energy. our monetary is going to be calories, right? So if you get more calories than the one you're using, you're going to accumulate. Fat is energy. In order for us to lose fat, you got to use it, okay? So if you use more energy than the one you're ingesting, you're going to lose weight. So that's the first part, right? We need to diminish our intake or make the gap between what we burn and what we eat bigger. We must burn more than what we eat, or we must eat less than what we burn. So we can do this in two different ways. My first advice is try and make, get your plate and draw a cross in the middle of it. Now we're going to have four squares in the plate, right? 1/4 should be the carbohydrate. People understand that carbohydrates as those starchy foods, right? Platin, bread, donuts, croissants, pancakes, cakes, all those stuff is going to turn into sugar in your body. And that sugar is going to be turning to fat in your liver, okay? So if you don't burn it, it's going to turn into fat. And all that fat is going to get accumulated in different parts of your body, right? So we got to diminish that amount of carbohydrates. It is true that sugar is used as energy, but if you don't use that energy, you can accumulate, right? So we must diminish that 1/4, not more than that. And let's try and avoid fried stuff, right? Let's not fry our carbohydrates. Let's boil it. Let's broil it. Let's bake it. Let's steam it. But let's stop frying that stuff. We should have some proteins, right? Protein can come out of certain fruits, certain vegetables. Stuff like chickpeas has a good amount of proteins. Meats have a good amount of protein. Lean protein can come from chickens or fish, right? We can have those, the same thing, steamed, baked, broiled, boiled, but not fried. You could do fry it, but I would advise not frying it, right? And now we have 2/4 of our plate. What are we missing in those 2/4? The other half of the plate. You got it? Vegetables and fruits. Yeah, well done. If you thought, now that I have my meat and now that I have my carbohydrate, I should have some more carbohydrates. That's a curse, okay? That's the way most people eat, and that's the reason why in the United States, you're close to 40% of metabolic syndrome. This metabolic syndrome can eventually develop stuff like hypertension, diabetes type 2, insulin resistance that can cause a lot of different problems, atherosclerosis that could eventually cause heart problems. So let's try and change that. Let's try and change that future, okay? So now that we set a goal of, let's imagine, 3 pounds weekly, since we have to lose 60 pounds, we can, or 90 pounds, we can lose 3 pounds weekly. In a month, that will be 12. In 2 months, that will be 24. In 3 months, that will be 36, and so on. As long as we keep on losing 3 pounds weekly, we must do workout every day. We must work every day, okay, in order to get to that goal. Imagine you taking consideration how much calories you're having. You don't have to count it, just taking consideration, this amount of starch, that's sugar, that's not going to turn into fat into my body because I'm going to burn that. The protein is not with fat, which is also energy, so those that doesn't have a lot of calories. Vegetables and fruit shouldn't have a lot of calories. And if we eat that plate 3, 4, 5 times a day, that will make our metabolism a little bit faster. If we eat once or twice a day, our body understands that we shouldn't burn that calorie. We should accumulate it because we want to survive. So let's try and eat often. There are certain sugars that are easier to metabolize, like fructose that comes in fruits. So let's try and change also our snacks. Instead of having some cookies or some bread, we can have some fruits, some raisins, some cranberries. That's a very good idea for keeping our metabolism burning. Now that we have understand the intake, we must take into consideration the burning part, right? People tend to think that fat comes out with sweat or something like that. That's not the case. You sweat in order to cool your body, okay? You're hot because it might be the environment, or it might be the humidity. But if you're hot because you're burning calories, that's what we want. And what's going to make you burn a lot of calories? Moving. Okay, every time we move, we use calories. And the more we move, the more calories we burn. So stuff like swimming, jumping, running, bicycle, that makes your heart beat fast, that's going to burn a lot of calories, okay? So let's try and do that. Let's try and do daily 30 minutes exercise that will keep burning our calories. If you are have 100 pounds more than you should, 60 pounds more than you should probably start with something that won't affect your articulations. Running, jumping, that will affect your knees. Your knees are not made to be carrying 60, 80, or 100 pounds more than what they should. So swimming and bicycles is a lot better for your articulations, right? So take that into consideration too. We don't want to fix something and break something else, right? So now that we have the burning part, the intake part, the goal part, there's nothing that can make you not lose weight other than you, okay? It's a decision because it's a daily thing. If you think that you're going to get better in a month from now, but you're not doing anything day to day, you're not going to be better in a week. And if you're not better in each week, you're not going to be better in a month. If you're not better in a month, you're not going to be better in a year. And no one is getting younger. I'm getting older. You are getting older. My family is getting older. Everyone in the world is getting older. The best moment to take the decision to change your life is right now, okay? I promise that this can be done. If you really need help to do so, you should probably go see a nutritionist. He or she can explain you a little bit better what I just did. If you have any other questions, you can always comment and I will gladly answer if I can do it. If not, I will refer you to a doctor. I can explain you. You can also learn stuff from there's a lot of information around. You can always learn a little bit more how to use your body. Your body is the best instrument you're ever going to have, okay? You're going to be living in it 20 years from now, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, a year from now. And if you don't do anything to take care of it, it's going to start ruining. Our body was made to move. So let's move. Let's make plans. Let's make objectives, small and big ones that we can reach. That's the best way of doing it, okay? So I also advise looking yourself in the mirror daily. That way you can see the change and see every week those 3 pounds are going to make a change eventually. So, yeah, it's been very nice expressing my thoughts, right? I'm sorry if anyone has a different opinion. I want to hear in the comments if you have any options or any ideas that we can be better. I also want an opinion. So please, if you have any other friends that you want to share this with, you can also send those, share my podcast. So thank you everyone for listening. I know this has been a little bit long, but believe me that this 40 minutes can change your life, okay? So yeah, I'll be talking about some other stuff later on. I'm starting right now, so I've been a little bit busy, but if people hear my podcast, I will keep on doing it so I can keep on helping. We must help each other. That's one of the things I want in this world. This is the only way we can grow as humanity when we work together. So, yeah. Thank you for your time and take care of yourself and the people around you, okay? Have fun.